This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan this morning, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And you pray for me. I need much prayer. And I'm here in this little old studio by myself. And once in a while, I push the wrong button. And once in a while, I pick up the wrong note. So you pray for me if you do that. Let's open our Bibles now at the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We bring you to these studies on the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And you folks who hear us, if you will, get your Bible, and let's study this together. Pull your Bible up. Pull your chair up close to the radio or the computer there on the internet, wherever. It's so good to know that this broadcast goes in the airplanes and the railroad trains, wherever you're listening. If you have your Bible, open it at Hebrews 11:17. We're going slowly. We've been here quite a while, and we're not in any hurry. We come again to the life of Abraham. Before we get started on Abraham, I want to give you this announcement again. First of all, the Old Trailblazer broadcast, we've been blessed now to go on many, many new stations. But also, now you can hear the Old Trailblazer on your internet. If you go there to your computer, pull up our homepage, radiomission.org. Click on Radio Broadcast over there on the left side of your screen. And then look over under Sermon Archives on the right side and just click on the Old Trailblazer. You'll see about 10 dates there. The Trailblazer, we got about 10 on this screen all the time, and they roll off as the time comes and goes, and you can choose whatever dates you might say, well, I didn't get to hear last Friday. Well, you look up there, and you can click on it. There's about 10 messages there. So what a great blessing. Isn't that a great blessing, folks? But, you know, you may go to work, don't get home in time to hear the Trailblazer, or you might not stay up late enough to hear it. But there it is. You can hear it any time of day you want. You can hear one or two messages at a time if you want to. So let me know if you're listening. We come now in that 17th chapter and 17th verse to the life of old Abraham. I identify with old Abraham. You know, the Bible, when the Lord saved me, the Bible gave me that verse just as personally as you can give. He said, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. That's what the Lord does to every sinner that he ever saved. He accounts you righteous. You don't have any righteousness. No, what we have is filthy rags, and the Scripture calls it menstruous rags. Oh, my friend, but we need the righteousness of God, don't we? And he gives that to us by what? Imputation. I've had folks say, imputed nonsense. Well, go on wherever you want to go, folks. Go on wherever you're going. Leave us alone. We're not bothering you, are we? No, it's like a fella told the pastor one day. He said, you know, the Bible just won't let me alone. He said, well, why don't you leave it alone? He said, because it won't leave me alone. I praise the Lord it won't leave you alone. I pray the Lord would take hold of some of our hearts. Some of you folks out there in our broadcast listening ear, that the Lord would take hold of your hearts this morning. You may be out there in the back 40 plowing with your air-conditioned tractor and plowing up the new ground out there somewhere and listening to the Old Trailblazer. I've gone down the highway. And to see those big old air conditioning tractors up there in Iowa and Kansas and Nebraska have a big long antenna sticking out of the top. And I'm sure they got a radio in there. And I'm sure they got a telephone where mama can call them, come home, come get some dinner. All of those things. But if you listen to the Old Trailblazer, you just take a break. Pull out there on the headland and take a break and listen to the Old Trailblazer. Cut that old diesel off where you can hear. Won't take you long. But old Abraham, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, listen, some versions have, when he was tempted. When he was tempted, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. By faith, Abraham, when he was tempted, or when he was tried, I believe that's a better translation, the word tried, offered up Isaac. When he was tried, he offered up Isaac, and that he had received the promises, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Now, I want us to turn back, if you have your Bible with you, I hope you do, turn back there to the 22nd chapter of Genesis, and let's read that. Let's read it. Turn there to the first book of the Bible, Genesis. You know, I tell folks, when I was born and raised out here in the country, my folks were not religious. They didn't go to church. And I didn't go, of course. When I got grown, a little older, I didn't know the difference in Genesis and Revelation. Now, you say that's a terrible thing. What a heathen. Yes, I was a heathen. Are you a heathen? Were you a heathen? If you're not saved, you're a heathen now. That's exactly right, my friend. Listen, turn there to the first book of the Bible, 22nd chapter, and let's read that story. Now, I want to go real slow. One of the most beautiful, one of the most interesting stories you will find in God's Word, Genesis 22:1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt. Now, as I said, that word, maybe tried is a better translation. I think that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, Abraham, behold, here am I. Here I am, Lord. And he said, take thy son. Now, take thy son. I want you to notice the wording. He said, and take now thy son. Not tomorrow, not week after next, not after this, not after that. Take thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah. Offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Now, oh, my friend, you and I have never been tried. Never been tried like Abraham was tried. Never been tempted like Abraham was tempted. Abraham rose up early in the next morning. I tell my folks here many, many times, it's far better to obey than to sacrifice. It's far better to obey. You see, Abraham here says he rose up early in the next morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood or loaded the wood on the back of those animals for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place which the Lord had told him of. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Let's just ride along there with old Abraham, my friend. From the time he saddled that ass and called those two men, they're two of his servants, and said, let's go, fellas. Get some wood, and get some fire. They had to take fire with them. Oh, you thought, no, they had to take fire with them. But listen to that verse again. Let me tell you something, folks. When you study God's word, every phrase, every number has much significance. The Holy Spirit never puts a superfluous word there. And on the third day, what is that? The day of the resurrection. I want you to see that. That's facts of Abraham's faith. That, my friend, the God of resurrection, because back there in Hebrews, listen to me read that again. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, accounting that God was able to raise him up. Now, look there, the third day. Look at that word, the third day. Abraham said unto his young man, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again. I want you to notice that. And come again. You see the significance of one word, my friend? You can read that. Just read on over it. But Abraham said, we'll go yonder with the lad. The lad and I will go yonder and worship. And we'll come again. Now that's faith, my friend. That's faith. Abraham said to his young men, abide here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, laid it up on his son Isaac, took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both together. I want you to get the significance of these passages, my friend. Old Abraham there, getting up in years. He was 100 years old when Isaac was born. And he was a child of promise. We know of the trials and the struggles and the temptation that he went through because the Lord had promised him a seed. He did everything in the world to help God out, didn't he? He had a child by his handmaid, Sarah's handmaid, Hagar. What a mistake. Oh, my friend, what a mistake he made. The world is still haunted today because of that mistake, because of the strife between those tribes of Hagar's son, Ishmael, and then Abraham's son. Oh, but listen, my friend, Listen, and Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon his son Isaac. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. He went prepared, didn't he? He went prepared. And that's what we do. Go obey God's word. Obey. The Bible tells you, sinner, if you're not saved, the Bible tells you, come now. Come now, let us reason together. Have you ever reasoned with the Lord? You say, well, how do you get off of Hebrews 11? My friend, to obey is far greater than sacrifice. But he says, come. He told Abraham, take your son, and go up there. But I'm telling you what he says to you today. Sinner, you out there, lost, on the road to eternity, lost, on the road. Satan doesn't want me to say hell. Does your preacher ever mention hell, my friend? Does your pastor ever mention the word hell? Most of the folks I know don't. Most of the radio preachers that I hear sometime, see, I don't never get to go to church with anybody else because I'm pastoring the church here. But I get to hear radio preachers once in a while, maybe a TV preacher, which I can't hardly take. But I hear radio preachers at night. But I hear them preaching the smooth things. Oh, over there in Isaiah 30:10, I believe it is, where they wanted him to preach the smooth things. And that's what Satan wants me to do. He sits on my shoulder here in this little studio in my house, and he says, now, Pendarvis, old trailblazer, tone down the message a little bit. Just cool it a little bit. Just be cool. That's what he says. Be cool. And don't offend these fellas. Don't ruffle their feathers. Don't make that kind lady feel like she's a sinner. No, I can't do that. But the Holy Spirit can. My friend, the greatest thing in this life, if it ever does happen to you, it'll be when the Lord saves you. When the Lord saves you, that's the greatest thing in the world. But did you know it's a miracle when the Lord saves you? It's a miracle when the Lord saves anybody. You believe in miracles? I do. I've seen many miracles in my time in this ministry, the Old Trailblazer, First Baptist Church of Algiers. I've seen many miracles because I've seen many folks come to know the Lord. I've seen old drunkards, old reprobates, old whoremongers, old blackguarders. I've seen those folks. One now and then I've read Brother Ashworth's book, and I'll tell you about it maybe soon. Oh, the strange tales. All of those, he had a church he called the House of the Destitute. I was destitute one day. It means without anything. Don't have anything to hold up to God. I was destitute. The Lord took me in. We'll get into that in our next study. We run out of time. It goes by so quickly, doesn't it? But we're looking at the life of Abraham, his trials, his struggles, where he took Isaac up there on the mountain. We'll get back in that in our next study. But let me give you my mailing address. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my phone number at the church, area code 225-664-8658. You call me. If I miss you, I'll return your call. Leave your number with one of the little girls there. Goodbye, and God bless you.